age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power, models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances, to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Every barrier shall give way in the mighty name of Jesus. That in this service this morning, every portion that is due to everyone shall be released, and you shall take possession of your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are set for you. Speak through me. None of me but all of you. And let your word proceed with accuracy and precision this morning. Let it do a quick work in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. We are not sitting yet. Sorry. Let me crave your indulgence. Can we just read the scriptures together this morning? We are reading John 1:16, and then we are reading Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. John 1:16, we are reading together as a congregation, and then we shall read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. Can we do Amplified this morning so that all of us can read together? Amplified version of John 1:16 and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. All right, while we wait, can we read any version you have? Let's go. Okay, it's on the screen. So let's read together. John 1:16. 1, 2, go. For out of His fullness, the superabundance of His grace, we have all received grace upon grace. That is spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift upon gift. That shall be our portion this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 20, chapter 3, verse 22. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. Let's go together again. So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him back to see what will happen after he is gone? May the Lord speak to us this morning and bless His word in Jesus' name. You may please be seated. You can say welcome to church to that person on your right and on your left. Hallelujah. Amen. By the grace of God this morning, we shall be looking at a topic, my portion. My portion. Can you say that to yourself? My portion. I'd like you to say it confidently. My portion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are in the season of harvest. And harvest actually connotes our portion. Amen. It connotes our portion. But we need to understand something about portions in life. Now, to everything in life, there is a portion. Everything has a portion. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3 to verse 31, the Bible makes us to understand that everything has their portions in life. God said, let there be light. There was light. And He said, let the light rule the day and the little light rule the night. Praise the Lord. You don't see sun shine in the light. The sun has its own portion in the day. Hallelujah. So also with the water. God said, let the water gather to one place and let the land appear in another place. And there is none except during the time of Noah that the water overwhelmed the land. It has its own portion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
those that were created to live on land cannot survive on water. Even if they appear to stay there for a while, if they stay any longer, then their death arrives. Everything in life as created by God has their own portions. I want to say to somebody this morning, your portion that is due to you shall come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, even God has a portion. In Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 9, the Bible says, for the Lord's portion are his chosen people. For the Lord's portion is his people. It means the Lord's portion is actually not everyone, but his people. Praise the Lord. And while looking at this, there was an understanding that came that it could have been written the God's portion, because God is God of everyone. But Lord is only a father to few. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So even to the Lord, there is a portion. He said, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the Lord of his inheritance. Hey, how many Lord's people do we have in church this morning? How many lost people do we have? If you know you are one, I'd like you to wave your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for making me your own portion here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everything has its own portion. If there is a portion of God, then there is a portion for you and there is a portion for me. In that 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17, the B part of it, the Bible said, as he was, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. That is to portray the fact that as he is having a portion, amen, we also have been allocated a portion in this life. Praise the Lord. Is somebody excited this morning? Listen to me. Your portion will not be given to another. What is due to you shall come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be no delay anymore. For every boundary and every limit shall open up in the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, God looked at Abraham and he said to him, that in Haran, your portion is not there. If you remain in Haran, you only remain there. But if you move from there to a place, I will tell you, because it is in that place that your portion is located. And Abraham left his father's house and his mother's house, and he went, he moved until he got to the place where God told him, stay here, for this is your own portion. Hallelujah. And that is his portion to you now. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many examples in the scripture talking about portions. Joseph had a dream in his father's house in Canaan. Hallelujah. Same Canaan that was promised unto the descendants of Abraham, which supposed to be their portion. But Joseph's portion was not in Canaan. He had to leave Canaan by any means and locate himself in Egypt, because his portion is actually waiting for him in Egypt. I'd like to pray for you this morning. Where your portion is, the Lord will direct you there. That amen is not believing. Where your portion is located in this world, the Lord will direct you there in the name of Jesus. David was forgotten in the wilderness, looking after his flock. To the extent that when Samuel came, they did not even remember that there was one remaining. Until Samuel said, God cannot be a liar. There must be one. Because out of all these, none of them is the chosen of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he said, we will not wait. And the father just remembered, there's one more. He's in the wilderness with the flock. Wow. And Samuel said, please,
sent for him, for we will not cease until he arrives. Hear me, people of God. Even if you are strayed away from your portion, today God will bring you back. In the mighty name of Jesus. His portion was in town. And not just in town, his portion was in the palace. And he got there. Saul attempted to kill him, maybe 24 times or more. But no horse could come to him because a portion was waiting for him. Somebody this morning, every portion ordained of God for you, you will receive them all in the mighty name of Jesus. By the anointing of God upon this commission, your portion will not elude you in the mighty name of Jesus. If God has said in his word that I'm able to give you the latter and the former, it means even if you have missed some, a long life, even now it can be restored. And I ask in the name of Jesus, I pray this morning, your portion that you might have missed along the way, God shall restore them all in the mighty name of Jesus. Portions. Peter, a professional fisherman. His father, a fisherman. Probably his grandfather also a fisherman. And it has become a family thing that if you must prosper in this family, you must be a fisherman. But hello, according to God's intention, that was not to be for Peter. He encountered Jesus. And Jesus said, what are you doing here? This is not your place. Your portion is not ordained on water. Your portion is not ordained to be catching fish. Your portion is to catch men. And Jesus said, follow me, because I will take you to where your portion is. And in a singular day, having been baptized by the Holy Spirit, in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the Bible said, and Peter preached, and 3,000 men asked him, sir, what shall we do? Portions. Portions in life. We are not to just live anyhow. I'd like you to know there is a portion ordained of God for you. And your portion is different from mine. Everybody has his own portion. And that is why the Bible says, he that compare themselves with themselves, they are what? They are fools. Because I am not you, you are not me. My portion is different from your own. Don't try to be like me. Don't try to be like nobody. Be yourself, because in that you see your portion. I pray for somebody here today. Your portion will fall unto you. Somebody will say, he is not good at that thing. He won't be good at it. Because the portion did not fall to him. Why not look for what you are good at and stay there? Because that is where God has ordained for you. Why want him to be like somebody? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 16 verse 21, there was a story of a man called Lazarus. I'm very sure that the portion from heaven concerning this man was not to eat crumbs from the table of the rich man. Hallelujah. But verse 21 says, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, if you desire mess will come. If you desire smallness, excuse me, what you are supposed to be above will be above you. He cannot be standing straight and dogs will be licking his wound. Is it possible? I'd like to say to somebody this morning, be careful of what you desire. Rather than desire anyhow, try and error, why don't you settle down and say, God, what is my portion? And then you desire it. You go after it with everything that you have. You run for it. And excuse me, if God has intended to give it to you, you will get it. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's see examples of portions from the scriptures. Just few of them, and then we move on. There is the example of small portion. Small portion. Somebody say small portion. Say that is not my portion. We are not saying it convincingly. Say small portion is not my portion. Hallelujah. In Joshua chapter 17, and I think verse 14. Joshua 17, verse 14. The Bible said, and the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people? Who is a great people here? Ha. For as much as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto. Listen to me, people of God. If you are still living less than what you should, then you are like Joseph in this scripture. Praise the Lord. Joseph walked up to Joshua and said, Oga, God has blessed me more than this one loss and one portion that you have given to me. The next verse, verse 15, the Bible said, and Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, excuse me, what if he had not opened his mouth to ask and just decided to be coping and managing? You know, we love to cope and manage. We console ourselves. We want to say, okay, maybe this is the will of God. Why deciding on the behalf of God? Why second guessing God? Why saying to yourself, maybe this is it maybe that you are supposed to settle for, or the real thing? This man said, we are blessed more than this one portion. It means we need more. Hallelujah. And Joshua said, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants. If Mount Ephraim be too narrow for you. Excuse me, how many of you are here that your mountain is narrow for you? Too narrow for now. Your mountain is too narrow. For me, it is too narrow. The Bible said, the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter every day. It means I'm supposed to increase per day. Am I right? My day is supposed to get better per day. Yesterday's victory is not enough to carry me for today. It is yesterday. Let me record another one today. And he said, if you can get to the wood country, then go. We will soon come back to that. Praise the Lord. That is one portion. The two small portions. I'd like to pray for somebody this morning. If your portion has been too small for you, you have received portion. It's not that you are void of portion, no, but that portion is too small. It's too small for your size. It's too small for your level. You see, that slogan, that philosophy that says that you should cut your coat according to your size. If you keep cutting according to the available cloth, you will soon go naked. Yes or no? Because you are growing older, you are getting bigger, and the cloth is not changing in size. And you are cutting, you are cutting. Very soon you will cut, and people will tell you, don't go out because this thing is showing your nakedness. Hallelujah. Let's be together, please. He said, too small for me. I prophesied this morning that for anyone that your portion is too small, there shall be an enlargement in the name of Jesus. That was why we sang that song in the beginning. That let every boundary, let every limit, let them open up. I am too much to be here.
I am too big to be straightened like this. I have grown more than enough that I will still remain in this position. If you are not tired, you remain there. Hallelujah. I don't have any of us have been wearing shoes that are too tight for us, but because you like it, you still wear it. But you cannot wear it for more than 2 hours. Once it's 2 hours, your legs start paining you. I've done it before, praise the Lord. When you don't know your rights, you just wear it and you continue to wear it. It's paining you, you will be managing. Amen. Amen. Every shoe that is too small today, God will replace them. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like you to know that this level you can only get out of this level of too small portion only by knowledge and self-consciousness. Are you following me? If there is no knowledge that there is something better, and you are not so self-conscious to know that you are bigger than where you are, excuse me, you remain there and you keep managing. And they will be greeting you. Well done, Oga. Whereas, they're not supposed to be saying, well done, Oga. It's supposed to be a big salute. You don't understand me. Praise the Lord. Number two, the too much portion. Too much. And then Joshua chapter 19 verse 9. The Bible said, the inheritance of the sons of Simeon. 99. He said, out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon. Why? For the part of the children of Judah was what? Too much for them. Somebody has too small. In the same place, someone else has too much. Excuse me, is that not how life is presently? Is there any middle class? Is that you fall below or you are above? This morning, God is changing your level. In the mighty name of Jesus. If that prayer looks like your own, say a bigger amen. The inheritance of one fall in the inheritance of another because that one has too much. How can you have too much? I don't want to be like Simeon this morning, but you know what? At some junction in life, we need to understand and balance it that your inheritance, your portion, can actually be in another person's portion. But as you go and you do what is needful, you take what is yours and then you go your way. Praise the Lord. So it's actually not a sin. Amen? But you must understand, like I said, knowledge and self-consciousness. Alright. In Psalm 17 verse 14, the Bible says, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure, they are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. For somebody this morning, your class will be among these men. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like you to settle it in your heart. You have a portion. I'm telling you, you have a portion. And not just one. As you grow, there is a portion. As you increase, there is another portion. As you move on, there is another portion. I was reading Genesis 26 and I found out that, yes, Isaac came to a point and he said, Rehoboth, this is a big place. God had made room for us. But it did not stay there. Isn't it? The Bible said, as he was discussing with the people, the servants came and said, we have found again another water. And he moved from Rehoboth and he went to Beersheba. And according to the scriptures, the narration, Beersheba is actually a broad place with 7 wells. You will move forward.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's really look at those that are void of portion. Those that are void of portion. Number one, those that do not have a part in Him. You don't have a part in God, you are void. Because the Bible said in John chapter 1 verse 16, of His fullness, isn't it? Is given to everyone. He has it. Amplified said, the superabundance of His grace is now given, praise the Lord, to everyone. And I believe you are receiving your own. Are you receiving your own? Or have you received your own? Hallelujah. Now, those that are void of portion, those that do not have a part in Him. And then number two, those that are dead. Anyone dead has no portion. Amen. No portion. No portion. Alright. Let's quickly look at the requirements for possessing your portion. We're just going to read some three verses of the scripture and we pick out the requirements there because of time. Turn with me, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 from verse 7 to 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 from verse 7 to 10. Are we there? The Bible says, go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepted thy works. Verse 8. It said, let thy garments be what? Always white. Excuse me. Let's use Amplified. Let's use Amplified for this. It explains it better. Now, let's start from verse 7. From verse 7. It said, go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink wine with a cheerful heart, if only you are what? Righteous, wise, and what? In the hands of who? Of God. Requirements. Number one is, you must be righteous. Jesus told them in those days, He said, except your righteousness is more than that of the Pharisees, ye cannot do what? Enter into that kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'd like you to know that there is the kingdom of God on earth. How many of us believe that? It's not until we get to heaven before we see His kingdom. We start enjoying the kingdom from here. Praise the Lord. So, righteousness. Wisdom. He that lacketh wisdom, in the book of James chapter 1, the Bible says, let him ask from God, who gives out liberally. And then, place your life in the hands of God. It's a conscious thing. All these things are things you have to do. God will not do it for you. Praise the Lord. Next verse. He said, let your garments be always white with purity. It means your life must be pure. Purity. Not there today, here tomorrow. Not putting one leg here and one leg in. You are in church, you behave like us. You are outside, you behave like them. Whether in church or outside church, be pure. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be pure. And let your head not lack the oil of what? Of gladness. Excuse me. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 12, He said, for with joy we shall draw from the wells of salvation. The portions you are looking for is located somewhere. But with joy, joy is the fetcher that you draw with. Praise the Lord. The requirements, you have them with you. And lastly, verse 9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou love all the days of your vain life, which is has given to you, all the days of fertility, for that is your portion. Verse 10. Let's go to 10. Verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to what? To do. A lazy man cannot possess anything. Whatever your hands find to do, please do. Let me run through them. The requirement for possessing your portion. Righteousness, wisdom. You place your life in the hands of God, and then purity, joy, and you must walk. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You must do what? Walk. Walk. Walk with your hands. Walk with your hands. I pray that the Lord will bless the work of your hands in Jesus' name. Now, at this junction, there is no portion without knowing and coming to Jesus. No portion at all. Because of his fullness is given to us. So if you must take from him, then you must come to him. Yes or no? You can't take anything from me if you don't come to me. In natural fact, I may not even know that you need what I have. So you lack it, come to him. Praise the Lord. Come to him. For when you come to him, then he gives to you your portion. Rounding up this morning, the story of the prodigal son. The Bible said, this guy went to his father and said, Baba, give me my portion. Give me what? My portion. And the father gave, and the guy left, and he went into riotous living, doing all kinds, spending anyhow. Of course, he didn't work for it. And at the end of the day, everything finished. And then he was hitting with a pig, and he returned. Let me go to my father and be a servant. Let's get something right there. As long as the father is alive, are you listening to me? The son is still entitled to his inheritance. Maybe in time past, you took excuse from the cross, telling Jesus, excuse me, let me enjoy the world for a while, and you left. Hello? I'd like you to know that he is still alive and is ready to do what? To receive you back. Not as a servant, yet as a son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see the word that Father said in Luke 15 from verse 19. The Bible said, he said, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet great way, or his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned. And this one. And the father said, for this, that is verse 24, my son, for this my son, you are still his son. Though you took excuse from the cross. Though you took excuse from being a Christian. Though you backslided one way or the other. Though you left the path of righteousness. I'd like you to know you are in church this morning. God is still waiting for you. He with open arms to deliver your portion to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And if you read Isaiah chapter 53, you will know the great work that Jesus did on the cross on our behalf. Isaiah 53 from verse 1 to the end. That's verse 1 to 12. But there's no time we will not be able to read it. One thing is sure this morning. As we go to pray, your portion shall be delivered to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Joseph asked. I'm sure Simeon also said, hello, where is our home? And they were told, is with who? Is with Judah. Go to Judah and get your own. I'd like you to know this morning you are going to open your mouth and you are going to collect every portion that is yours. Into the intent that from now, your harvest will begin to show. And then people will know indeed it's a season of harvest. Can we rise to our feet this morning? We want to pray. We want to pray. You want to pray. You want to pray. We're going to pray some few prayers. But before then, all eyes bowed, all eyes closed. Peradventure, you have gone away from him. Because without coming back to him, you might not get any portion from him. If you have gone away from him, you took excuse from the cross, you went away from the path of light, I'd like you to return this morning. If there is somebody like that in the church, I'd like you to lift your hand. And we pray with you, and then you return. And as we pray to receive our portion, you get what is yours. Is there anybody like that this morning?
You know you are not with him. Probably you have not ever said yes to him before. But you are here in this auditorium this morning and you want to receive your own portion. Is there anybody like that? Let me see your hand, sir.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Pamunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.